This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The first month of 2013 is over already, so we need to recruit and check in with one final listener who's making a creative New Year's resolution and agreeing to let us monitor her.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi.
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson at Studio 360.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well, and thanks for playing our game. Although it's not a game, it's a very serious thing.
I know, it's a little bit like stepping off the roof and assuming there's going to be something soft underneath there.
No, it'll work out fine. Now, I know, but tell our listeners, if you will, what your big creative project for 2013 is.
I decided that I would write a short story, fiction story, every month and send it out somewhere, hopefully trying to get it published. And then by the end of the year, I would have 12 fairly decent stories that weren't there before.
And do you have an idea as these stories occur, or is there an overarching theme?
Since I live in the West, I was thinking about stories set in the western half of the United States. You know, I've met a lot of people in interesting pursuits who live in interesting places geographically, and I just thought it would be fun to write about them.
Have you published fiction before?
Over the years, over a course of many, many years, I've published about 15 short stories. Most of them are in, you know, tiny literary magazines. And about 10 years ago, I sent a story to the Raymond Carver contest, and I actually won.
Wow. That's great. Well, what do you do for a living? Because I assume those stories you published have not provided you a living in the last 20 years.
No, none of them was made into a blockbuster movie, oddly enough. No, during the day, I work in a dermatopathology laboratory because skin cancer is very prevalent in Arizona, and that's what our focus is here. And then in the weekends, I often do like restaurant reviews for a little local magazine called The Desert Leaf.
Uh-huh. And have you thought about this for some years of saying life is short, I got to get down to
yes,
it and really?
Life is short and it's getting very short. I mean, I'm no spring chicken. And I finally thought, if I just sit around and bemoan the fact that I don't have time to do this, it's going to be ridiculous. I've just got to do it.
Well, and if you don't do it, not only will you disappoint yourself, but the friends you've told and now the entire nation and world.
That's what my boss said.
Well, I wish you good luck, and we will be back to talk to you about how you're doing as the year goes on.
All righty.
Linda's January story is finished now, and you can read it on our website, studio360.org. That's also where you'll find periodic progress reports on all four of our creative This Is the Year I'm Doing It listeners.
New Year's resolution.